G'day folks, my name's Andrew Coates. I'm a developer evangelist here at Microsoft in Australia. And I wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about something that lots of people don't realize about the Microsoft Graph. There's lots of details about what the Microsoft Graph is on the Office Dev portal at dev.office.com. But one of the things lots of people don't know is that it has full CRUD capabilities, create, read, update, and delete, for pretty much the entire range of actions on the graph itself. So let me give you an example of that. I'm going to switch across to the Graph Explorer at graphexplorer2.azurewebsites.net. And the Graph Explorer gives you a way that you can just send HTTP requests to the Microsoft Graph as the person whoever you've logged in is. So at the moment, I've logged in as the as a user on my developer tenant. If I send the /me endpoint, here's what I get back, all the details about me. I can send /me/messages, and a bunch of email will come back. I can send /me/events, and a bunch of events will come back. And let's look at some of those events. This one in particular at the top here has got a subject of my 0365 event, and it's starting today, the day we're recording this, and finishing today as well. But let's have a look at what that looks like in Office 365 on the web, calendar on the web access. So here we have my Office 365 event. It starts at it's a 2-hour event. In this particular case, it starts at midnight UTC, which is 10 a.m. here in Sydney, and finishes at 2 a.m. UTC, which is midday here in Sydney. So that's very cool. But of course, for the details of that event, I could go /me/events and put the event ID in here in the URL and get it straight away. Or one of the great things about the Graph Explorer is that it actually hyperlinks a bunch of these things as well. So if I hit this hyperlink, then you'll see that the changes. It substitutes my user ID in there. Of course, I don't need to. I can put that back to being just me. So let's just do that to show you that it's true. Nothing will change in the results page. But the thing that you do get is... at the end here, this is the ID of the event itself, which you'll see corresponds to the ID down here in the return. So now I know I've got that ID and only that ID back, all the details about it. But the cool thing is that I can now make changes through through a REST call to this event, and I want to show you how easy that is to do. So instead of doing a GET, I can do a bunch of other things. I can do I can create a new event by doing a POST, but I can patch this event simply by doing a call to exactly the same URL, but with a patch rather than a GET verb. So I'll try this, maybe I'll call it my new Office 365 event, and I'll change the start time from midnight UTC to 1 a.m. So it's only going to be a single hour event. If I send that patch now, away we go, and you'll see the calendar over on the right changes automatically as well because it's been updated on the back end, and in real time that gets propagated down through the Office 365 notification services and gets displayed on the calendar here. And that's the beauty of doing this stuff through the Graph API, is that anything that uses the Graph API, which is pretty much everything that we write and everything that that you'll write as well, will automatically see those changes get reflected. Very, very cool stuff, and it's something that not everyone knows. Of course, not just a patch. I can even delete this event simply by calling it with a delete verb, but the same event ID, and boom, it'll disappear. Boom, it's gone. So that's my very short demo there. I'm going to flick back and show you a couple of sites that you really want to know about. You want to know about dev.office.com. If you do any dev work at all, check it out. That's where you should start. If you want a free developer tenant like I was just using there to demo, to do testing with, to have a play with, then sign up for the dev program, dev.office.com/dev program. You'll get a developer tenant for a year. All the documentation and sample code and SDKs and a heap of other great stuff about the graph is up at graph.microsoft.io. And if you want to play with the Graph Explorer, then graphexplorer2.azurewebsites.net is the place to go. Thanks for watching.